morning. Welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jason Anderson, and he is new to the area with the Farm Bureau Biologist serving Audubon, Cass, and Shelby counties. Good morning to you, Jason.
Good morning, LaVon.
Glad to have you here at KJAN. And and we'll talk about this later, kind of welcoming you back home. But first I want to know what your job is as a Farm Bureau Biologist.
Well, I am a Pheasants Forever employee, and my title, Farm Bureau Biologist, is a partnership position between Pheasants Forever and the USDA NRCS, and also other conservation partners.
You just told me you have a whole lot of bosses.
I do. I do have a whole lot of bosses. There are many different conservation groups that have given money to fund my position, and so I consider all of them my bosses.
You bet.
So the county soil and water conservation districts, the individual Pheasants Forever chapters have also given money for my position, and then Pheasants Forever and NRCS have the lion's share.
That says to me that these groups have similar missions, similar concerns, and they are expecting you and other folks in the state of Iowa, similar positions, to work with them, kind of depending on, in this case, Audubon, Cass, and Shelby counties. What direction have you gotten so far? I know you're really new on the job and still learning and meeting a lot of these people, but what do you at this point see your direction as Farm Bureau Biologist?
In my three counties, in Cass, Audubon, Shelby, one of the main concerns is soil erosion. That's huge. There's lots of crop ground in our counties. That's a big problem. And then that also it rolls over into water quality, all that. The soil erosion, it's all sedimentation. It all goes somewhere, right? And that plays into it also. Those are the two big resource concerns. And then also is wildlife. So I am a Pheasants Forever employee, of course. Pheasants Forever, pheasants, and other wildlife that goes along with that. That's the big drive. And so when we put these, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself here a little bit, but part of my job is through the NRCS, we put conservation practices on the ground to help stop soil erosion, improve water quality, and also improve wildlife habitat. The biologist position is specifically, it's the idea, at least my vision of the idea, is while we're putting these conservation practices on the ground, why not make them as high quality of habitat as they can possibly be?
Because we've seen shrinking habitat in so many different ways. I could give you a picture of one right across the road from me. And if we don't provide some habitat, those animals, those birds, those whatever, are just going to disappear.
Absolutely. And they've been declining for, decades.
Yes. Used to be Iowa was a big pheasant hunting place to come.
That's true.
No more.
Nope. Well, it's up and down, certainly.
Okay.
I mean, there was a, 2012, I think, was a particularly bad winter, and the pheasant population really took a pretty major hit. Mm-hmm. Since then, it's kind of come back up and gone down a little bit.
I'm going to talk just a little more about Pheasants Forever because, in the title, the concern is pheasants, but it's beyond that. Is that correct?
It is, yes. That's kind of a, I don't want to say a misnomer. But, yeah, you look at Pheasants Forever, the title, and there's a picture of a pheasant and everything. You think pheasants only. But in actuality, Pheasants Forever deals with all species of conservation concern anyway. Of course, the way they get money is through pheasant hunters. They donate money through the chapters, and that's kind of how the organization works. But
and
all that goes along with it.
As I recall, and I'm not very familiar with the local groups, but there are good-sized groups of Pheasants Forever in the counties that you're in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, hundreds, I think.
Yeah, the chapters are fairly active. Every year they have a banquet that they raise money with. I've been in contact with all the chapter presidents and talked with them. I haven't met everyone, but
it's getting time. As I recall, they're coming up here.
Yeah, they should be coming in the spring.
Sometime. And so I know you're going to be working closer with those people to help get those things carried off. So we may come back to what you're doing, but I want to go really back and talk about when you were a kid. Where did you grow up?
Well, I'm originally from Wyota, the big old town of Wyota,
yeah.
which isn't too far from here.
Right.
Yep. So I went to school. I went to high school in Oneida, and then a lot of my friends lived in Atlantic. So that's, I spent most of my time in Atlantic, I guess, through high school, but cause that's where all my buddies were.
And when you were in those growing up years, I mean, is this something that relates to what you're doing now? I mean, did you really like to go out and find out what was going on outside? Or
I did. I liked to go out and run around and explore. When I was a kid, I didn't know anything about the natural world at all, but I really enjoyed it. You know, hunting, fishing, just running around and getting into trouble, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It was always a good time. And I didn't realize until later in life that I wanted a career that I could make a difference in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was that's when I chose biology and ultimately wildlife.
Okay. Ties together, doesn't it?
It all
something
comes
where you
together.
Can make a difference and something that you enjoy. So after, what was your next schooling event? After Oneida, then what?
Well, I'm actually on my second career right now. And I went to school for electronics and computers. And then I realized that I hate computers. So I abandoned that after a while. And then I started going to school for biology.
And where was that?
Well, I got my associates at Iowa Western in Council Bluffs, and I decided that was not enough. So I went and got my undergraduate at the University of Nebraska, in Omaha. And then I liked it so much that I decided to stay for my master's degree.
Excellent. Excellent. But, you know, that life experience does tell you maybe where you belong. I have a feeling from what you've been talking about. You're now kind of where you belong in terms of possibilities here because you are involved with being outside, I mm-hmm. think. How much time do you spend outside, though, rather than at a desk or on the phone?
Not nearly as much as I would like.
I'm thinking that's true.
So in the audience, if you want me to come out and look at anything in the field with you, I would gladly love to get out of the office and do that with
okay.
you.
Okay. And since you mentioned that, how can people get a hold of you?
So I bounce around a lot. I have three counties. So my main office is in Audubon County. All of the NRCS offices will have my contact information, so you can just call your local NRCS office in either Harlan, Atlantic, or Audubon, and they will be able to get a hold of me.
Okay. And I see you, I did find you on an email that's kind of easy to remember, janderson, S-E-N, at pheasantsforever.org. So since that's a part of your job, I think some people will remember that. But otherwise, as you said, mm-hmm. Get on the phone to the NRCS office and they can track you down. Jason, will you be willing to find time to go to groups and give presentations about what's happening in the area, about what this all entails?
Yes, I would absolutely love to do that. I like to talk about, what I do, what programs we offer, wildlife habitat. If they have any specific interest or anything like that. I'm actually a grassland specialist, so okay. we can always talk about that.
Okay. Because I'm thinking, you know, there are always groups looking for programs, and since you're here in the area, that's going to really apply to our local situation. I'm thinking that there may be some people calling you to
come and
give a program. If we wanted to increase our wildlife habitat, for instance, I have half an acre. Where would I start? What should I do first?
Well, there's a lot of different options. If you're a farmer and you are taking advantage of FSA, USDA programs, then you have a lot of options. That's what my position deals with. We can certainly help out address any concerns or build habitat on that ground. The choices are a little bit more limited if you're a private landowner. Usually that goes through the Iowa DNR. They have some pots of money that they can assist with.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. Now, I understand CRP is a part of all of this whole big program. People can still sign up for CRP?
They can. So right now, there are two different types of CRP. There is the general CRP and then the continuous CRP. Continuous is all the time, hence the name. You can go into the FSA office and say, I want to look into doing this, and they say, okay. General CRP has sign-up periods, and currently we're in a sign-up period for this sign-up. And it ends February 26th.
Okay, that'll be here before we know it. We want to thank you very much, Jason Anderson, for coming to visit with us and letting us get a bit acquainted and finding out about your job. So best wishes, and I know lots of people are going to be seeing you in a lot of different roles. So until next time, here's a thought actually from Lyndon B. Johnson. Yesterday is not ours to recover, but tomorrow is ours to win or lose.